Good evening to those of you from the beautiful land down under. With the 22nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Quinyon Mitchell, defensive back, Toledo. Good morning, baby!
Yeah,
we come from the land down under.
No, Jordan does, and he announced the pick, and they got a defensive player. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494 on a Friday with so much that I'm not even sure we can get to it all in 4 hours. What an incredible day in Philadelphia sports. We will get to a 50-point playoff game with some controversy sprinkled in there with Joel Embiid, a Sixers win.
Fella.
Woo! What a night for the Sixers. They get one. We have a series. But here we start with the draft. As I started with you guys last night at 6, and then I left and the draft started. And I'm getting home, listening to you guys on the way home, and I heard, you know, the first few picks, and it was kind of chalky at the beginning, right? It was like, all right, you know, Caleb Williams, and then
it was
Jaden
chalky
Daniels.
For about 2 picks. And then after that,
well, then it started to change, and then I sat down in my house right around like pick 5 or 6, right? And I'm watching like nothing crazy so far, and then all of a sudden at 8, the Falcons take Michael Penix, and at that moment, Hugh, I knew it was changing the draft because I'm like, wait a second. There hasn't been any defensive players yet, and none went into 15, obviously setting the Eagles up, Hugh, to not have to trade up, to just sit right there and get Quinyon Mitchell. Hugh, your reaction to what the Eagles did, how the draft went last night, they got the number one corner to come off the board.
First of all, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. It don't matter what school you go to, as long as you can play. I mean, if you can play, you can play. Bottom line. I was excited. Now, I sat on a panel last night with some guys that, and I was surprised at Ike, because Ike's my dog, that's my teammate. But the way he was just poo-pooing Toledo, though, being from Ohio,
yeah,
and talking about, hey, well, he has to prove it. Listen, small school guys can play. I mean, you don't have to go to a Big Ten school or something like that to prove your worth. And another thing about this pick last night, Nick Saban was trying to poach him to Alabama. So, obviously, he could play.
He remained loyal. I thought it was a really cool story in ESPN a couple days ago where, he, when he was coming out of high school, Quinyon Mitchell, the Eagles' first-round draft pick, he had some academic issues. So, all the other schools that were interested in Quinyon Mitchell, they kind of said, all right, we're moving on, right? We don't even know if you're going to be eligible to participate because you got to get your grades together. Hugh, Toledo was the only school that didn't take away his scholarship. So, then your point, when it was time for him to – when he got really good, all these other schools wanted him to transfer. NIL money, and he didn't do it. I mean, he stayed loyal to Toledo.
And listen, I don't know what that NIL money looks like now, but damn it, the way some of these kids are balling is pretty damn good.
Well, I imagine it's better at Alabama than Toledo.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. You feel me? And for him to forego all of that to stay loyal to his program, I mean, that tells me a lot about this kid, man. I mean, I'm excited about what he could potentially be. Now, one of the issues that they said it has, and I heard Coach Belichick talking about it, not really a man-to-man corner. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I think that he has enough speed and he has enough raw talent that, you know, he could become one of those guys. But most teams in the NFL nowadays, they play zone. They play a lot of zone anyway.
They do. So does Fangio. So here's where I'm at on it. 215-592-9494. I love the Eagles' process last night. They didn't trade up, right? I said yesterday I didn't want to trade up for a corner, but like, I'm not going to pretend to be Mel Kiper here, but I had a sense that there's going to be corners there at 22 just because of the way everyone mocked this draft. Now, it went a little different because the Falcons just threw the whole thing into a
tizzy. They oh, always my goodness. Do, man. They always do.
Holy moly with the Michael Penix pick after giving Cousins all that money. But it set it up to where there was going to be corners on the board at 22. I didn't know yesterday when I said don't trade up for a corner. They'd all be there at 22. So I think Howie played this thing right. He didn't trade up. Like, they have 2 picks tonight in a really good area of the draft. That good job by Howie not being impatient, not trading up and surrendering a second-round pick just to get this kid because he was going to be there or one of the other corners was going to be there at 22. So I like the process. Actually, I love the process the Eagles had last night. Hugh, I like the player. I like Quinyon Mitchell. Here's what I'll be a little bit on the side of a guy like Ike or anyone that has some questions. Now, it looks like he could play.
Yeah, the talent level.
It just looks like. But he hasn't played much against top-tier receivers. He just
week
hasn't.
In and week out.
Right,
week
and now and he's going to be in the NFC East with Terry McLaurin, and he's going to be in the NFC East with CeeDee Lamb, and now the Giants got Malik Nabers. Like, he's going to go up against some of the better young receivers in the NFL. So It's just a matter of we got to see it. Now, it seems like everyone who knows, like you mentioned Belichick, says he looks the part. He has the hips and the movement. But it's a little bit of it's rare to see a Toledo corner or a player from the MAC go this high.
Yeah, and another thing is it's a guy that I look at with his speed and his ability to recover. I mean, it's not that far of a reach. You know, if he has the athleticism so that he could probably jump a few routes, but he has that recovery speed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he has going for him, man. And I like the pick. And as far as going to a small school, it's a couple cats. Buffalo, Khalil Mack, that's where Khalil Mack came from.
Yeah,
he came from a Mack school.
And he became a great player.
He came Jason Taylor, went to Akron,
mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer. So there are some outliers there. I get what everybody's saying because we've been so inundated with players from Alabama, Georgia, SEC schools and things like that. Because I heard people saying it. I kind of cringe, but I get it.
Well, Howie zigged because he's been going all to the SEC the last few years.
Yeah, then we go get this guy from Toledo. But it's one of those things, man. Like I said, if you could play, coming from a small school, you can play. And it's going to be the biggest adjustment that he'll probably have is that there'll be times where he's probably asked to play man-to-man. You know, but I think that his recovery speed, his speed in general, is going to help him survive and thrive in this league.
Well, and then he went to go to the Senior Bowl, right? And he played well there against some kids that will be in the NFL, right? Some kids that did play at Michigan or wherever they're playing. So it's not like he never did. And he's, you know, they played a couple games here and there against Illinois or Ohio State once in a while. But primarily, he played in a smaller conference. And now he's got to come to the NFC's 215-592-9494. Your reaction, the Eagles stay at 22. That was my favorite part. They didn't trade up. They didn't surrender an extra pick. And he was there. I mean, Howie Roseman does a lot of things really well. He knows the draft board. He plays it well. And then, Hugh, I think Howie probably had a big smile on his face when Michael Penix and six quarterbacks in the first 12
Man,
picks.
That's crazy. But you know, that just goes to show you how many teams need quarterbacks. What I liked about it was the Falcons. And who else picked a quarterback that's probably going to sit? Somebody else.
So McCarthy could sit behind Darnold for a little while.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Him. And it was somebody else.
And Drake
else,
May.
I think that's who it was.
He will sit behind Brissett probably for the game.
Yeah, Jacoby. So it's a couple. Like, I think that a lot of times, some of these young quarterbacks, and there was a few reaches. I think Penix maybe was a little bit of a reach. That, you know, you have to allow these young quarterbacks to develop and not throw them into the fire. I think it's going to be interesting. Like, the Chicago Bears gave Caleb Williams a lot of weapons.
Oh, they traded for Keenan Allen.
Yes.
They have DJ Moore. They signed Swift, and they draft Odunze.
Yes.
A lot.
So he has a mix of young players in there, some veteran weapons. It's going to be interesting to see how he develops because he's going to get no quarter. Like, being in Chicago, Chicago's a rabid fan base. I remember when they were trying to kill Cody Parkey. Remember when Cody Parkey? It was a playoff, Eagles playoff
game.
Yeah,
of course, the double joint.
They were trying to kill Cody Parkey. So that fan base is a rabid fan base up in Chicago, so he's going to have to hit the ground running.
Well, the other thing that hit me about the Eagles selecting Quinyon Mitchell is, look, what happened in the division last night? The Eagles, we know they need to be better at covering the pass. That's obvious. They allowed the second most pass touchdowns in the league last year. But what happened in the division last night? The Cowboys got an offensive lineman to protect Dak to throw the football. The Giants got one of the best receivers in the draft, and the Commanders got a new quarterback. I mean, all three of those teams tried to get better at throwing the football last night. So the Eagles get a corner to try to combat that. 215-592-949 for your reaction. Like it, love it. Where are you on the Quinyon Mitchell pick? I just love that they stayed at 22, didn't surrender an extra asset to move up. So we're in on Quinyon Mitchell. And then we get ourselves a basketball game last night.
Boy, did we.
Oh, my goodness. So I get home, and I have the game on DVR, and I'm watching. I tried not to have any spoilers. I kind of knew it was close in the first quarter. I get home, and I got to tell you, and you guys are probably not surprised I'm going to say this. I was ready to come on here today and destroy Joel Embiid. When he nearly got kicked out of that game, when the flagrant happened and Mitchell went down, and, I mean, Knicks fans are going to cry because it was dirty. And, you know, we could feel however we want about
it. It was kind of dirty.
It was. I mean, it was.
I had no problem.
I think he lost his composure because he was upset he didn't get a call on the other end.
Uh-huh.
And I was upset at him. I'm like, dude, are you going to get kicked out of the first quarter in a down 0-2? That would have been the biggest loser thing of all time. But then he bounced back. He found his composure. And in the third quarter, the guy couldn't miss. It was like watching NBA Jam when the guy's on fire. 50
He's
points.
Heating up. He's on fire.
50 points in a playoff game for Joel Embiid. So I saw this last night, incredible stat. Most points in a playoff game on 20 or fewer shots. It wasn't like he shot the ball 40 times.
Yeah.
He shot it 19 times. Joel Embiid, last night set the NBA record for most points on 20 or fewer shots in a playoff game and beat it 50. Here are the other names. Dirk had 48 one time. MJ, Barkley, Karl Malone. Hugh, he was outrageous.
And then on top of that, he got some assistance from my man Kelly Oubre. Got a little bit more. He got a little bit more assistance from the bench as well.
Your campaign had it was on fire a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit more from the bench, but Oubre, like, but and like I said this last night, Oubre really didn't have a choice but to have a good game. He's had a rough couple days.
Sure.
So in order to, you know, kind of offset that a little bit, you better go out there and ball your ass off, man. And he did that last night. Gave us 15. Tobias, he gave us like he gave us what he gives us. He gave us his 8, you know? I mean, you know.
Yeah, here's what I think about Tobias. I'm glad when he doesn't matter. When they win, I can ignore it. When they win, I can ignore it. That was Embiid.
But he gave you his 8, though.
Embiid, 50!
Embiid went off, man. And, like, I don't know how people feel about. I'm pretty sure it's still people that don't like Embiid. But the fact that he's dealing with all the stuff that he's dealing with, dog, and went out there and dropped 50, and he had an attitude.
Bell's,
he had attitude
he
out there.
Bell's palsy.
Yeah, I diagnosed him wrong.
Yeah, that's all right. You're not a doctor.
I'm not, but I diagnosed
that's
him.
That's all right. It happens.
Apologize.
It happens. Well, I diagnosed him wrong in the first quarter because I was ready to scream when the show started today if he got kicked out of that basketball game. 215-592-9494. We have ourselves a series, 50 points for Joel Embiid. That's by far the best I've ever seen him play in a playoff game. He looked like people like to say he's the best player in the world. I don't believe he is, but he's certainly up there. Last night he played for a large stretch of that game like the best player in the world. That was incredible, incredible offensive basketball. We got a Sixers win, and we have Quinn Yan Mitchell. 215-592-9494. Your chance to react to it all. Kyle, what's hitting you right now after the Eagles make a pick and Joel went off?
So I went into yesterday thinking the odds are, as a Philadelphia sports fan, that one of these two teams are going to piss me off. I'm very happy to say that neither of the two teams pissed me off. The Sixers, I'm not going to dive fully back in. Very glad they got the win. Seems like momentum sort of swinging back in our favor after two close ones in New York. And then a game that really seems like the Sixers took a stranglehold on pretty late, and then they didn't really look back. I mean, the Knicks fought hard, but the Sixers ended up pulling away. That was really good to see. Great to see Embiid back up his words. But what I'm really feeling today is relief that the Philadelphia Eagles did not waste a first-round draft pick and try to outsmart themselves like everybody else was and take an offensive lineman. They got a guy who was going to slide right in immediately, possibly be the number one corner, and he's going to make an immediate impact. So now the Eagles can go forward with my plan, and you can take an offensive lineman at any point later on in the draft and fill that depth need, because that's all it would have been is depth. And the Eagles got a starter on the defensive end, a much-needed spot, too. So I'm beaming today. It's a great day.
Well, look, it could be remembered as a very memorable day in Philadelphia sports history. If Quinn Yan Mitchell turns out to be a really good player, we're going to remember this draft pick, obviously, for a long time. And if the Sixers come back to win this series, last night changed everything. Because they were on the verge there. When Embiid took Mitchell down.
Yeah, he was about to go up in the locker room.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, is he going to get thrown out of this game in the first quarter of the game? Are we really at this point? Because that would have been rock bottom for me. But then he didn't. He stayed in the game.
Let him play.
Found a little composure. And the third quarter, Kyle was referencing, they hit 9 threes, 9 of 11, if my memory serves, in the third quarter. Incredible. And, of course, the Quinn Yan Mitchell pick. 215-592-9494. All right, your time for reaction. Incredible night in Philadelphia sports. Quinn Yan Mitchell. Hugh is big time into the pick. I like it. I love the process. I like the player. Are there some questions that he's going to translate right away? Yeah, but everyone seems to think Quinn Yan Mitchell is going to be a really good player. Number one corner off the board. And I just love they didn't have to trade up for a corner. He was there. They waited. Howie was patient. Read it right. And boom, the Eagles finally. Can I have a moment? Finally, we added someone on defense. Finally.
We did.
Finally.
I mean, because all off, but I got to say this. Because what I've been trying to tell y'all for months, what I've been trying to tell you because I think Kyle's on board, defense is a luxury, not a necessity. There wasn't a defensive player taken until the 15th pick.
Yeah, Laiatu Latu was the first one.
Yes, he was the first. And you know what's crazy about that? He's the first player taken, and he's the one that had probably the biggest medical jacket out of everybody. But the guy, like, looking at some of his highlights, he is long. He looked like he can't get after the quarterback. But that should tell you everything you need to know about how this NFL is going. And I understand that Ike and Elliott are going to come on and say, well, it's because there wasn't a strong draft for edge players or whatever. I don't know if I believe that. It's just the way that the league is going. They're getting people to protect their quarterbacks, to protect their assets, and they're getting people that can go get the football.
Well, your theory, it's a good night for your theory that it's a luxury, not a necessity. It also helped the Eagles because it pushed the defensive players, including Quinyon Mitchell, straight down the board. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Big day to react on WIP to a big night of Philadelphia sports. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe, go Birds, baby.
Go you Birds, David.
I'm sorry, you know why I'm not a GM of a football team? I would have traded up to number 5 to grab this kid. So
you don't have the patience like Howie. Howie's got that patience.
I have zero patience. I would have been like, because I was kicking around all night between Mitchell and Arnold,
mm-hmm.
and it was because he goes to Toledo. You know, you're thinking small school, yeah, he can't be as good as a guy at Alabama. But I'm going back and forth with the numbers, and that 4.3 speed that this kid had definitely going to make up for anything that he doesn't have right now that he's going to gain in the future. And also him staying loyal to Toledo instead of choosing that NIL money, that just shows his quality. He's a quality kid. He's not about the dollar. And for him staying loyal to that, I think that's going to be a good pick. For years going forward.
Yeah, I just thought that was so cool. I mean, I just think, and maybe I'm on an old here. I just think every young player just jumps at every opportunity. They go to a better opportunity, but and I don't begrudge them, right? If they can get some money to play, that's good for them.
Especially when you talk about the money that they can get with those NIL deals, man. It sounds like it's ridiculous.
But I think the loyalty thing is cool. I mean, it shows it's more. He thinks more than just about himself, about the program, about Toledo, and now hopefully here about the Eagles. I like that about him.
Yeah, I was like. And then the speed, like I said, he's just faster than Mitchell, and I think that's definitely going to help. And now with this kid from the Colts that's coming off, his suspension, I think they're solidified in the quarterback.
David, what's interesting? Last night, and we'll play a lot, and David, appreciate the phone call. A lot of what Howie had to say, we'll get to as the show goes on. But one thing Howie mentioned last night, Hugh, he used the word, because they asked him at the corner room right now, because they have a lot of corners, right? Isaiah Rodgers is back.
Yeah, it's going to be fights. People are going to be fighting for playing time.
So Howie, we'll get to it coming up, but he was asked by Bradbury and Slay, what does this mean for them? And I think three times he used the word competition.
Yes, because it's not listen, and I've been bullish on this. Slay, right now, from what we know, Slay is the better corner. But it's not guaranteed that Slay's going to be the starter. I could see a scenario where these corners are asked to play in an aggressive way that he's not going to do. You can't change your stripes this late in the game. You can't. And it's already been documented that Slay is like, hey, I'm not a tackling guy. It's going to be one of those situations. We're going to go into training camp, and they're going to be given certain assignments, and either he's going to do it or he's not. That's the bottom line. So it's not a guarantee that he's going to be one of the starting corners. He might start off that way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's going
to
be the case.
Yeah, and if I had to guess, I mean, I think Slay's going to start week one. And if I had to guess, maybe Mitchell will. Well, I'm sure we'll discuss that a lot between now and the first week of the season against the Packers in Brazil. But you know what they have now that they didn't really have last year? They have other options.
Depth.
Right, so let's say they do roll out the old guard week one. Let's say that Bradbury is a decent camp. They keep him around. Slay's obviously still their best corner, Maddox, and it goes bad. And they got those three get torched. Well, they now have a first round pick in Quinyon Mitchell. They have Isaiah Rodgers back. They have your guy Kelee Ringo. At least now
they got some speed back there.
Yes,
Kelee's not slow,
and Mitchell's fast.
Yeah, he's not a slow dude. So you got some corners back there that can flat out run. They can cover, and they can hit.
Yeah, and it's not lost on me that the NFC East last night, I think they all got better at trying to throw the football. The Cowboys got an offensive lineman that probably will play right away.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants got one of the two best receivers in the entire draft, or three, depending how you rank them. Well, yeah, right, but they have a better weapon now, right?
Yeah,
we got to cover that.
Yeah.
And the Commanders got a guy that might – I think Jaden Daniels can play. I mean, he's as fast as any quarterback since Lamar. I mean, he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got skill. No, I'm not taking anything, but he got skill.
So they're going to be better. So we need to cover the pass better within our own division and then obviously just all the games. And that's why they needed defense last night. They got it. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Jeff? Big night last night.
Oh, big day, yeah. Philly started out with a good win and rolls right into – I missed the Joel Embiid part where he took the guy down, so I'm kind of glad I didn't see that because I probably would have just lost my brains at that point. But, yeah, dude, he was raining in threes, like, left and right. And I think I said this on Spike's show the other day, that you need more than two guys to win a series. You can't just have Embiid and Maxi. These other guys got to step up, and they did last night.
Well, they did. Well, the campaign energy they got from him last night was awesome. I mean, they got that from him. And it just felt like when the third quarter rolled around, Jeff, they couldn't miss. Yeah. And Embiid led the way, but all of them, they just were on fire.
That's about when I started watching it because I was driving before that. But as far as the Eagles go, yeah, I'm glad they got – I'm with Kyle. I'm so glad they didn't take an offensive lineman. They did what we kind of expected, just to stay there and take – because there was plenty of D-backs, you know, available at the time where they were drafting. So they kind of had their pick. And as they say, they got their guy.
And they got a guy they desperately needed. I mean, they desperately needed a corner. I mean,
they did.
Yeah,
they
I mean, did. Even if they think there's a year left out of Slay and there's a year – but, like, that – Slay's going to be 33, and Bradbury looked cooked at 30. I mean, this was they were pretty desperate at corner the way I viewed it.
And we're set up for a few years with these young guys, I think.
Well, they can. I mean, there's a chance they found their next starting corners, Jeff. Appreciate it. I mean, Hugh's been big on Kelee Ringo. They got Isaiah Rodgers, and now they had kind of a blue chipper in there. First-round pick with Quinyon Mitchell. 215-592-9494. We're reacting to last night with you guys. A huge Sixers win. Joel Embiid went for 50 points in a playoff game, a game that as I'm watching the first quarter, I'm ready to destroy him because the guy almost got thrown out, but he didn't. He stays in, he rebounds, and has a 50-point night. Incredible night by Joel Embiid, and the Eagles get what they believe to be the top corner of the draft. Let us know what you think here. 215-592-9494. We're going to sprinkle in reaction from around the NFL last night. A lot of high praise for Quinyon Mitchell. Lewis Riddick last night, very high on the pick. You'll hear that coming up. Plus, what Howie said about the pick and why it's going to work. All coming up on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 W.